Secretary of State Powell says he wants U.S. foreign policy to become more interested in Africa. Since the close of the Cold War, American policy interests have rarely seemed to pierce much beyond Nigeria's oil or South Africa's mineral wealth. I've just returned from joining some friends on a trip to Africa. It would be absurd to infer too much from just a few stops on a vast and varied continent. But what we were privileged to see is also too expansive and amazing to minimize. Africa can seem to run on a different clock, not slow, so much as timeless. The Great Olduvai Gorge may hold humankind's first steps. You can see a cast of footprints formed in ash millions of years ago. Men and women taking our first hesitant step, staggered and tentative as a baby's, alongside zebras and elephants. Human beings were then just one more migrating animal. The Ngornogoro crater resembles the Garden of Eden, a place so lush and lively that animals stay, frolic, and proliferate while grass and leaves seem to spring back within a day. To see the Serengeti, endless plain in Swahili, is to be humbled by a place in which the extraordinary trek of life proceeds without much heed of us. City kid that I am, I return as a huge fan of both zebras and dung beetles. Zebras stand in threes, head over rump, to survey the entire landscape, as if saying to one another, "Hey, pal, don't worry, I got your back." Dung beetles crawl atop the extraordinary effulgence left by migrating herds and bury it ball by ball where it fertilizes new life in the trampled soil. Many of us will lead long, happy lives, but never feel as useful as the dung beetle. Yet today, Africa is afflicted. In so many countries, poverty is persistent and cruel. Democracy is rocky. Corruption is rife. AIDS and other diseases are a killing tide. Old lions of liberation, like Zimbabwe's Robert Mugabe, have turned to tyranny. Old political hacks, like Kenya's Daniel Arap Moi, bleed their nations while enriching themselves. And yet to behold the miracle of life, small and large, on the Serengeti, to see red-shrouded Maasai tribesmen step with slow determination across an enduringly broad green landscape bubbling below the blue stone of Kilimanjaro, is to feel that life finds a way in Africa. All around the parts of Kenya, mainland Tanzania, and Zanzibar in which we traveled, we saw young boys tending goats and cattle. When they would see cars pull by, they would lift their walking sticks and wave and smile. If Secretary Powell is able to turn America's face more towards Africa, we might help create a future as bright and lively as the young goat tenders' faces, smiling across Africa's amazing endless plains.